I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A bipartisan group of Georgia lawmakers wants the state legislature to formally denounce President Donald Trump's plan to expand oil drilling into waters off the coast. Trump's proposal to allow oil and gas exploration off states where drilling has long been off limits has drawn a cautious response from Republican Governor Nathan Deal. The remaining governors of coastal U.S. states have all taken a firm position, with 15 opposing drilling and 6 supporting it. In Georgia, at least 6 Republican legislators have joined Democrats in sponsoring resolutions to declare drilling a threat to fishing and tourism. State Representative Roger Bruce wants to make voting easier. The Atlanta Democrat is sponsoring a bill that would allow voters to cast ballots anywhere in the county in which they live. Bruce says it would be a very simple change.
We already do it for early voting. You have a list of places where you can go and you can cast your ballot. So why not do that on election day as well?
Bruce introduced the same bill last year, but it failed to pass. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams has called for other changes, including automatic voter registration, and several lawmakers want the state to switch from electronic voting machines back to paper ballots. Well, now that the Peachtree Pine Homeless Shelter is closed, Atlanta's homeless are increasingly using Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport as a refuge from cold weather. The AJC reports that the domestic terminal is sometimes filled with homeless people overnight and into the early morning hours. A spokesman for Hartsfield-Jackson says the airport takes safety and security seriously, but that those experiencing homelessness should be treated with compassion. And the 2018 Winter Olympics are underway in South Korea, with 3 American athletes representing the state of Georgia. Women's bobsledder Elena Myers-Taylor, who was raised in Douglasville, is a 2-time Olympic medalist who will compete next week. She'll be searching for a gold medal after winning bronze in Vancouver and silver in Sochi. Her husband, Nick Taylor, is serving as an alternate for the men's bobsled team. Athens native Chris Kinney will compete in the 4-man bobsled event on February 23rd. As of this morning, the U.S. has won 2 gold medals, a silver and a bronze. Norway is leading the medal count, with Canada, Germany, and the Netherlands close behind. And one of Georgia's longest-serving mayors has passed away. Lake City Mayor Willie Ray Oswalt died on Saturday at the age of 77. He was elected in 1988, serving as mayor for a little over 29 years. Oswalt's wife tells the AJC that the former mayor survived 15 cancer diagnoses and 2 gunshot wounds from a hunting accident during their 51 years of marriage. His funeral service is planned for Wednesday morning at First Baptist Jonesboro Church. Lake City Mayor Pro Tem Lorraine Hoover will serve in Oswalt's place until a special election is held. And Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson was laid to rest in Atlanta this morning. Jackson and his Uber driver were killed by a drunk driver along Interstate 70 in Indianapolis last week. His funeral was at Big Bethel AME Church in Atlanta. The Jackson family says those wishing to honor him can contribute to the Edwin Jackson 53 Foundation, which is dedicated to empowering youth. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.